I love going out, man. I go out and tour with bands a lot now, man. I love mixing comedy with rock music, man. Because people go, oh, no, that rock and comedy doesn't mix. I say rock and comedy mixes like Courtney Love and Crazy. You know what I'm talking about? It's a perfect fit. You know what I mean? Because some of the funniest people in the world are hard rock and metal musicians, man. I interviewed Alice Cooper many, many times, man. He always has a great, funny story. And at the end, killer punchline that'll bring the house down, man. He's sort of like the Bill Cosby of metal, you know what I'm talking about? All right, without the roofies and the bad sweaters, but you know what I'm saying. Ozzy Osbourne, same things. To this day, the king of one-liners, right? He's like the Rodney Dangerfield of heavy metal. He really is, man. He had to go to rehab a few years ago, and this guy was interviewing him. He said, do you have anything to say to Sharon before you go in? And he goes, yeah, I guess tell her mama I'm not coming home. And we almost lost him, too, man. He almost died, but Sharon wouldn't let him out of his contract, so... I love touring with the bands, man. I toured with a band called Paradise Kitty, all female, Guns N' Roses tribute. The singer Jenna was so much like Axl Rose, sometimes her period didn't show up on time. I almost forgot about that one, Jenna. I toured with Zakk Wylde from Ozzy's band. We all know Zakk Wylde in here, right? Remember when Zakk joined Ozzy in 1987, how blonde and beautiful he was? He looked like a chick I took to the high school prom, right? You see him now? Yeah, he looks like a guy that would abduct a chick from the high school prom. And Zach's hairy too, man. We didn't even have bunks on the bus. We all just slept in his fucking beard, man. Except for the roadies. They slept in his pubes. He's so hairy, he could be a stunt double for an Italian woman's pussy. I could end it to laugh in. I don't really give a shit. And Zakk doesn't shower, right? You guys know that about Zakk. He once went 77 days without showering. Yeah. He was going to go 78, but he didn't want to be gross. Can you imagine 77 days without showering? He must have stunk worse than a Coldplay album. And he sweats like a motherfucker on stage, man. He sweats more than a fucking suicide bomber at TSA, I'm telling you. We just played pranks on each other the whole time on the road. It was so much fun, man. Like one time, Zakk got off the bus, so I took his guitar and I hit it and he came back and he was all panicked and we laughed at him. But then he got me back hard the next day. I woke up in the morning and he had shoved a Buzz Lightyear action figure into my anal cavity. You know, fun stuff like that. And then they called me Buzz Tightrear for the rest of the tour. So